The effects of the coronavirus on technology will be studied for years to come. And of course, right now, we lack the hindsight to understand it. We're in the middle of the storm. But there is interesting information to give us some insights on how people have responded and what new directions companies have set. COVID has forced an actual new normal. One type of tech company on the front lines of this shift to a new normal, they have to embrace change and deliver it, is the IT service company, and one such firm is Wipro, a global company out of Bangalore, India. They provide IT services that touch more than 1 million users. When 1 million users need to suddenly work from home, Wipro makes that happen even though they have to do it working from home.
So the biggest sense of change for many enterprises has been the concept of working from home itself.
Satish Yadavali is the Vice President of Global Cloud and Infrastructure at Wipro.
Every enterprise is actually delivering its services and business continuity post-lockdown from their home. And this is actually has disrupted, and this is a huge cultural change for the industry.
In high school, Satish got interested in radio engineering. In his teens, he was designing radios, chipsets, and satellite receivers. He went on to college, where he studied electronics and communications, and then later landed a job doing IT in a steel plant, running systems integration and automation. But from there, moved on to Wipro, where he's been for the past 20 years.
I'm based out of Bangalore, pretty much on the flight, and spent close to 150 days meeting customers across the globe. And post this pandemic, I think it's all virtual now, and we have aligned with the new normal. Our productivity has actually improved when we started working from home, and effortlessly we spend close to 15, 16 hours a day, which earlier used to be around 10 to 12 hours, and a lot of time used to actually get spent on commute and travel time, which used to actually be part of our lives.
You know, one thing that must have helped get your teams up and running so that you can get your clients up and running is the ability to spin up virtual machines, change nodes all, you know, quite quickly, which would have been a pain in the past. And your engineers were able to do that from home.
Absolutely. So that's the power of software-defined networks and hyperscaler IaaS as a service availability in the industry today. And not only that, Jason, when we actually did this and spun off the infrastructure on hyperscalers as well as private clouds of client, application performance was a key, because now employees started working from home and they had different types of networks to connect to the enterprises. Having a bird eye view on the end user experience and the application performance is vital. So one of our solution accelerators, which we had developed jointly with Nutanix, was on application delivery assurance platform, where we actually measure close to around 5,000 different variants of applications cutting across different vertical segments, from BFSI to oil and gas to healthcare, where we understand these applications and actually ran synthetic bots to actually measure the application throughputs which were delivered from all the employees who are working from home. And we were able to quickly understand some of the challenges which our employees were facing. And using our AI and ML-based analytics, we were able to predict most of the issues and address them proactively. And we ensured that the experience what our employees were getting to deliver to our customers from ODC environment was same when they were delivering it from home. These are some of the learnings which we had, and with our IP accelerators, we were able to do this seamlessly without impacting the business operations of ours as well as our customers.
Before we did this interview, I asked Satish to bring an example that he could give, sort of in line with that Silicon Valley maxim of eat your own dog food. And here's what he said.
One simple example I would like to share, which is internal, was when this pandemic hit, we had our Q1 results scheduled, and because of the lockdown, none of our finance folks were able to actually come to office. So what we had to deliver to them was access to all mission critical ERP and financial tools from home. Within 12 hours, we were able to actually enable access to all these applications safely and securely to all our finance executives, and we actually announced our results as per schedule. you just can understand when you have to generate an annual report or a quarterly report, the amount of information and data access which is required, which is very confidential, is something, you know, we were able to understand. And using a virtual desktop IP platform, we were able to seamlessly enable the business to perform their roles.
As an IT services company, Wipro spends a lot of time and resources planning and deploying the back-end stuff, having to do with the cloud, the data center, the stack itself. But when it comes to the user working in their home office, Satish's thinking might surprise you.
What we see in the industry is that there is a huge urgency to reimagine the workspace, because what employees experience in their personal world, how simple and easy it is for them to onboard and consume a Netflix service or an Amazon shopping experience. Every employee, when they move to the corporate world, they expect enterprise ITs to deliver same level of user experience, which is easy and simple to onboard themselves and consume. And that's been a reality. If organizations have to attract and retain talent, the type of workspace and flexibility organizations can offer will determine the future. And you know, this is a holistic change, and the solutions around it focus on user empowerment and freedom from IT. What we see in this industry is that there is a huge urgency to reimagine the workspace.
Yeah, it sounds like you were already thinking about the future workspace and employee well-being and how they were experiencing, you know, working in the Wipro environment that you were providing, you know, for your clients.
Yeah.
But once COVID hit, once the reality of the lockdown was upon us, then what happened? What was your thinking then?
If you actually look at the industry reports from leading analysts like Gartner, Forrester, or Everest, Wipro had invested in building future digital workspace way back in 2015. And by partnering with Nutanix, who is also a leader in the technology space and software-defined stacks, we were able to actually carve out and build a unique value proposition called Wipro Virtual Desk, which is actually the solution which is well-received in the market. And in this pandemic times, this is one solution which we have really seen a lot of demand and able to actually solve a lot of customer problems.
You know, one thing you can say about the tech industry, not that you couldn't say this before COVID, but especially in the light of the urgency of supporting people working from home in this lockdown that we've been experiencing, it's kind of like the opposite of that idea of catching someone doing something wrong. In this case, IT has been caught doing something right, because your systems, your innovations were robust, and you were on this roadmap of your deployments of hardware and software.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it a fair thing to say that COVID never really disrupted that?
Yeah, it's fair. I think most of the enterprises who had already adopted a digital workspace strategy and had a digital ready infrastructure were able to scale out. Pretty much more, if you take an example of our own infrastructure, we have close to around 175,000 employees supporting our customers. When the pandemic hit us first, we got initial trends in China, but we were able to actually use our boundless enterprise solution blueprints and actually bursted all the workloads onto cloud and created virtual desktops on cloud and enabled all our employees to access customer business networks and deliver services seamlessly. And of course, when we built this solution, security was of paramount importance, and our virtual desk platform delivers that high level of security and segmentation, which is bundled with Nutanix Flow and other technologies. So we were well prepared, and customers who actually were running legacy and old infrastructures had challenges. They could not scale out. So for them, we actually had stepped in and created new solutions on hyperscalers, which can accommodate their business demands and try and get them out of the crisis. It is a top priority for most of the executives.
Right. Well, what were the numbers of users relying on your services? What kind of impact are we talking about there?
Yeah. So if I had to give you a metric, right, we had more than 500,000 users who were running our virtual desktop platform before the pandemic. But when the pandemic happened, most of the customers came back and asked us to double the infrastructure capacity, whatever was available on-prem, whatever infrastructure was provisioned for disaster recovery was converted to a production environment. But that was not all. Many of them had demands, but they didn't have infrastructure on-prem available. So we had to actually create solution reference architectures and build all the workloads on hyperscalers and integrate these two environments and provide a single pane of glass solutions. And that's what the power of Wipro Virtual Desktop IP was built for. And this was the right fit solution. And fortunately, we were able to quickly build environments and restore normalcy in most of our clients, most of the industry verticals which we are supporting.
What has Wipro learned? You know, when things go back to whatever they go back to, what will remain in place, and what is it that you understand about that?
So earlier, we all built huge infrastructures and got people together to deliver outcomes to customer businesses. But today, working from home is a reality. Almost the entire workforce around the globe is adopting to this new culture.
One of the solid realizations Wipro has course corrected to is that remote working has become a permanent strategy. Organizations are now looking at flexible working as a viable option. Many enterprises could not scale when the pandemic hit them. They were unable to deliver business continuity. But now everybody is forced to build robust, resilient, secure by design, remote working solutions. COVID hit at a very interesting moment when VR, AI, and 5G, just to name three, are poised to revolutionize computing, perhaps as profoundly as the internet itself.
Mobility, cloud, and IoT technologies are actually going to dominate in the future of workspace. As we mentioned earlier, right, mobility and cloud have become the de facto options now for any businesses. And all these technologies are going to unlock many exciting opportunities, since this will help connect with people and things.
Are you one of those tech people who sees the thread that goes from consumer to enterprise and kind of goes through, everything is connected, so to speak?
Yes.
And, you know, what kind of comes to mind, I think this might be a good example, is Tesla.
Yeah.
It's one of those technologies I've been hearing that's kind of a barometer for how things are actually working together, because it's emblematic of a lot of technologies that have to come together.
Absolutely agree. Today, you don't even need to worry about looking at your maintenance manual, maintenance schedules, book here, this thing. The way Tesla has changed the world is really amazing. And that's what we all have experienced, Jason, right? Today in our personal worlds, everything is available on click of a button. And onboarding onto these services is so easy, right? Even kids at home can create their own persona and consume any services, be it on YouTube or Netflix. And anything and everything that gets streamed is based on the persona and the age profile, right? And all the restrictions which are required are automatically enforced. And not only that, the power of AI and ML actually understands the consumption patterns of every consumer. And the minute you actually log in for the second time, if there are any new releases, it automatically pops up and tells you, hey, look, something has come up which is aligned to your taste. Would you mind to have a look at it? And it's all power of digital platforms, and the world is really disrupted, and the user experience, what employees get today in an enterprise IT, if it doesn't change, CIOs are going to have a tough time. And all the millennials who actually join workforce today, if the CIOs don't have a solution, they would actually come back and tell you, guys, look, you have to look at the world. There are new solutions which are available. Why don't you embrace this technology and solution which can make our life easy and make enterprise IT deliver the same experiences what they get in the personal world? It's very interesting times, Jason. And I think the pandemic has also accelerated the digital adoption. I'm telling you, what used to generally happen over 2 years time frame has happened in the last 2 or 3 months when it comes to adoption of digital workspaces to enable business continuities to customers.
Satish Yadavali is the Vice President of Global Cloud and Infrastructure at Wipro. He spoke with us from his home in Bangalore, India. This is the Tech Barometer podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Tech Barometer is produced by The Forecast, where you can listen to or read more stories on technology. It's at theforecastbynutanix.com.